This portion of our Spotlight of Medina brought to you by Hometown Dental on Center Street in Seville. Hometown Dental wants to be your dentist for life. And we've been teasing his appearance for, oh, I don't know, since we came on the air, right? We've got Scott Mularkey with Hometown Dental joining us. Scott, how are you, man?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you made the mistake of telling us that you actually have radio experience. So Matt and I are going to take off, and we're going to let you take
you got
over
it.
Until 6:30. So, you know, it was a lot of fun, man. We were sitting here talking Browns. We were talking high school football. We were talking golf with you. And, you know, I thought it was going to be like, you know, pulling teeth, right? But now we're sitting
there.
Come on, that was too easy. That was way too easy. You were telling me you were golfing in, oh, it was a Chili, what was it called?
The Chili Open. Yep, Chili Gibson runs a really cool thing over there, and they do it once a year and make a little par threes out of every hole and eat chili all day.
Okay, I like it. I was wondering, is it called chili because you do it when it's cold, or is there actual
probably a little
food?
Bit of both. Right. I would say probably a little bit of both.
Well, the idea that there's actual chili involved has me more intrigued. I'll say that, yes.
Yeah, it was good.
Very cool. Chili, I'm sure a couple of adult beverages to keep you warm along the way. You know, that happens when you do these chili open things. But, you know, you guys do a lot of great things at Hometown Dental, and, you know, you guys do a lot in the community as well. And yesterday, of course, was Veterans Day, and you guys were involved in that. You guys actually got some dental care done for a veteran. Tell us about that.
For sure. So once a year, as close to Veterans Day as we can, try to pick one veteran that we know in the community that also tries to help the community to volunteer some services. And we were lucky enough to have Steve Shields come out in the morning and were able to do some work on him and give back and give him some thanks. And just one of the things that we like to do for sure. So
you guys were also involved not too far from here, right? Sidell's?
Correct.
Where they were giving away the free haircuts to the veterans and military personnel. That'd be a lot of fun to be a part of.
So it started, Jim LaMarca is out at Sidell's, and I just started getting my hair cut in there. And we just started talking when I was getting my hair cut. And we kind of had some similar views on giving back to the community. And he's like, hey, I'm going to be doing this on Veterans Day. I was like, that's a no-brainer. So, yeah, we were happy to help out, and it turned out well. So we're pretty excited about it.
Nice. So for those that don't know much about Hometown Dental, tell us about you guys. Where are you guys located, and when are you guys open for those that want to come in and see what you're all about?
For sure. So we're southern Medina County, North Wayne County is our area. We consider ourselves like an access to care dental facility, which means we have evening hours. So Monday and Thursday we're 9 to 6. Wednesday we're 11 to 8. And then Tuesdays we're 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon to try to get some of those kids in before school. There's sports and things like that. So really try to cover all the bases for everyone that has work and school and sports and all that. So
that's big, I feel. I mean, not everyone has that opportunity to just kind of cut loose from work and go out to the dentist. So I'm sure that's much appreciated by those who stop by.
And there's no excuses. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah. You got to come back after 6 months.
Yes. Right on.
And there's a lot of fun aspects to what you get to do, right? You were telling us about an incredible invention or a little interesting promotional item you guys had a few moments ago. You have a chip clip that look like dentures, right?
Yeah. So people love them. It's funny. So, yeah, we do like a lot of, like you said, a lot of stuff in the community. So a lot of the local sports teams will give them certain things to throw into the crowd, like the cheerleaders. We did rubber footballs 1 year, but the best traction we got was the plastic denture with the chip clip. I still hear about them. So
it's amazing how those are the things that really take off, right? Kids go crazy. I mean, what's that?
They go a long way and they travel, so.
That's what I was going to say. You never realize some of the things you need until you have that denture chip clip, and you think, man, I wish they'd throw more of these away. Yeah.
Never thought that it would be the denture chip clip that would get the people talking, right?
Me either. I just thought they were cool looking.
It's the strangest things, the most unassuming things that really take off. Got to ask you, you mentioned you're a big golfer. Do you guys have a golf outing yet?
We co-sponsor about 3 or 4 outings a year, obviously with the help of Chad Gibson and at Bunker Hill, but we do a lot of local sports teams like Cloverleaf, Pee Wee football, high school football, wrestling, all those we try to help with as much as we can. So the fire station right next to us did one, and we were the corporate sponsor for them. So,
well, and you mentioned that you coached at Cloverleaf, right?
I was a teacher and a coach at Cloverleaf, yeah.
What did you teach, sir?
I was learning disabilities at the high school.
Okay, so. And what did you coach?
Football, wrestling, and track.
Holy smokes. What position did you coach in football?
I had outside linebackers and running backs, and then I was a special teams coordinator.
Wow. Holy cow. You did almost everything.
Bit of everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wrestling and track, too. Yeah. That's impressive.
Did you teach throwers in track?
Nope. I did pole vault, the crazy kids.
Oh, wow. There is. There's something wrong with those guys.
It's
those
a really easy correlation. You take your wrestlers and you just give them a pole.
That wow,
makes
wintertime,
sense. You're like, hey, you're not doing anything in the spring.
I witnessed.
Grab this pole and run as fast as you can.
I witnessed in my high school, one of my buddies was a pole vaulter, and I thought it was cool. And then I saw one snap on him as he went up. And I thought, you know what? I'll just throw a disc. Let me just spin in circles and throw that.
It's a weird combo. You have to be a good athlete, but you got to be a little bit off, too. Yeah. So those pole vaulters, they've got some guts. So
I'm just intrigued. When you're teaching pole vaulters, like, what kinds of things do you teach with the technique of pole vaulting?
You start one step away from the box, and you work your way back. So that's the trick. So they're not all the way at the end of the pole probably for the first 2 weeks, especially with a new one. So you grab the bottom of the pole, and you jump. Then you take one more step back, and you mark it. And then you work your way to actually jumping over a bar.
Were you a pole vaulter in high school?
No. Actually started the sport at Cloverleaf because Coach Clark, we were in Suburban League at that point, so it became sanctioned, so we had to get the points. So he asked me during winter, hey, I need a pole vault coach. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Went to the classes, learned how to, got certified, and got some points.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How do you go from coaching and teaching to dentistry? Where was that transition?
My whole family's been in dentistry.
Okay.
We had some levy issues at Cloverleaf. Early 2000s, and it kind of got pretty tough for everybody there for a while, and thank goodness we were able to pass a few of those since then. But at that point, it was like, am I going to stick this out, or am I going to get into something else? And luckily for me, I got into dental because I can still help people every day.
Sure.
So.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because it feels like once you get involved in high school athletics, it's never taken out of your blood, right?
Never.
I mean, you were telling us before we came on the air that you're going to watch that Norwalk-Sandusky matchup.
For sure.
Yeah? I mean, you have a favorite in that?
Norwalk.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We like that.
Got to watch the Truckers, man.
All right. Our sister station down in Milan covers them, so we're with you. Go Truckers.
Very nice. Now, and it's interesting, too, because this is such a fun time of the year. High school football playoffs.
This is where
course.
It gets real fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and then you mentioned you were heavily involved in coaching wrestling, too. I mean, they'll start grappling here in the next, what, 3 or 4 weeks?
Oh, yeah. We just did a benefit for Cloverleaf Saturday. So I think November 15th is the first day they're allowed to have the kids on the mats.
Wow.
So everybody's getting ready to go. So pretty cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, it's that time of the year, too, where you start to hear the sneakers squeak across the floor, too, for high school hoops. But you mentioned track, wrestling, football. What position did you play in football?
I was a Z. It was basically a receiver / running back. Like a lot of lateral motion stuff.
Okay.
Flat motion. Like you see, they call it jet sweep these days.
Yes.
In the 90s, they didn't call it that, but they called it cowboy and lasso.
Okay.
That's way cooler than a jet sweep.
It was a lot of running.
Scott Malarkey with Hometown Dental is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're coming your way today from Castle Noel for our spotlight on Medina. You know, we've been talking about Hometown Dental, the cool things that you guys do in the community, and the kinds of things that you guys do. And, you know, I think anytime you think of dentistry, right? You know, the services that are provided, they seem pretty obvious.
Sure.
I mean, you mentioned, but you guys do a lot of cool things in the community as well. What you guys did with the veteran yesterday I thought was really awesome also.
Oh,
and it seems
that.
Like that's kind of what you guys were all about, doing cool things like that in the community.
Right down to the name. So when we first started to figure what we were going to do and the mark we were going to make, it was just a no-brainer to name it Hometown Dental because when we got into Seville, we wanted it to be our hometown. And I grew up there, so it is my hometown. So from day one, we've been trying to reach out and give back and do all the little things that a lot of, you know, local businesses do.
It's kind of one of those jobs, it seems, that opens you up to the community. I mean, you have to get to know people. There has to be a trust effort
for
there.
Sure.
For, yeah.
Trust is the
yeah.
key, for sure.
Well, that's pretty fun, though. I mean, so you get to know everybody in the community, and it kind of works both ways on that.
You get to help a lot of people, a lot
that's
of folks
awesome.
That don't even know that they need the help till you get them in there. So we always try to help the folks that don't even consider themselves dental patients. I don't know if you guys have ever been through it, but tooth pain on a weekend isn't exactly the most fun thing.
Yeah.
And I want to be the guy that you can call when you don't know who to call.
Oh, very cool.
So,
is that a difficult icebreaker sometimes to get people in there, as you mentioned, because they don't necessarily know they have the problem until they come in?
Sure, but a lot of times we call it biofeedback. They know a lot of times. So a lot of times, especially your my age guys, 40 and older, will call and be like, hey, I just wanted to get in and get looked at. And then the more they comfortable they get, they start to be like, some ice water the other day, and I about jumped out of my seat.
You mentioned the emergency stuff. Do you get a lot of calls late at night? Hey, I'm having this type of situation.
Sure, a decent amount. I mean, it's not every night, but sure. We do try to get those folks taken care of and at least steer them in the right direction. The one thing I'd tell you is if you leave me a message on my phone, because my cell phone's on our voicemail, I'll at least try to get the right resource to you and get you a call back.
Being involved.
Whether I can help you or not, I usually, just through being in dental for 13 years, I can probably figure it out or at least get you headed in the right direction, and that's what we like to do.
That's pretty cool. Being involved with the sports scene, do you ever see any kids coming in missing chiclets?
No, all the time. And I have to yell at them just like I did when they were in high school. What are you doing?
It's funny.
That never goes away.
No. Yeah, it's still fun to see everybody and see them turn into young men and young women and doing their thing. So.
Now, you mentioned you're a Medina resident. Have you been to Casting the Well before?
For sure. The putt-putt. My daughter and I have done it multiple times, and
it's nice.
Just like you guys said, it's so cool down there.
It is.
Like, each hole is like its own different thing, and it's so neat to just go in there, and every time you go in there, you see something different, and yeah, it's cool.
Did it take you a minute or two to get used to those 3D glasses?
I cheat. I push them down to the end of my nose because I start to get dizzy with those things.
You know, any 3D experience does get kind of dizzy, but I might have to use that tomorrow.
Yeah, the old man slide to the end of the nose.
That's a good move.
That's money.
Right there,
that's money.
That's a great idea. I'm kind of mad I didn't think of that 2 years ago when we played. That would have been a heck of a trick.
Like you needed it, yeah.
Well, that's true. I didn't need it at the time, and I ended up getting the milkshake out of the deal, too. So that's a recurring theme on the show, as you've noticed.
It is, yeah.
You know, I'm all about sweets.
So next year when we line this up, you'll have to make sure that you come on the second day so that you can reap the benefits of me beating up on Matt and winning a shake out of the deal.
I'm down. I'm going to even donate a trophy or something.
I like that. We're going to have a little traveling trophy between the two of us.
A WWF belt of some type.
Oh, see, don't get into
that
WWF.
Would be awesome. Yeah, man. That would be awesome. If we had a belt involved in this whole deal, it's a game changer, total game changer. We mentioned we'd let you talk some Browns here before we let you go also. Browns Steelers Thursday night. Who you got on Thursday?
Oh, the Browns.
There you
for
go.
Sure.
Nice.
I don't think their offense is very good at all, and I don't think it's a good matchup for them. So limit the turnovers.
All right. I like
That's
it.
That's the great equalizer. Do not turn the ball over.
Take it to Mason Rudolph and those Steelers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
right.
That's
exactly.
Good coach speak, man. Take away those turnovers and everything will be just fine.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Well, Scott, we appreciate you stopping by, man.
You didn't ask about the chunky peanut butter bowl. Chunky, we got to know.
I'm
Scott.
A chunky peanut butter fan, so I cannot discredit it. My daughter, when she got her braces, we had to switch her from chunky to smooth.
Really?
She hasn't really complained too much, but I do because I always get a spoonful when I was making her lunch. So.
Okay.
I've noticed that with children more than anything. I think I eat more. Like, I've eaten more Kraft macaroni and cheese in the last, 2 years.
It's ridiculous.
Than I did in college, I think,
Oh, all those little Debbie snacks, one for you, one for me, all day.
And they never eat all of them. So you're like, I guess if I got to eat the zebra cake, I got to eat the zebra cake.
Then you
cake.
Can blame them. So
right.
One and a half for me and a half for you. That's usually what it turns into.
Sorry I spoke so poorly about chunky peanut butter then. I apologize.
That's funny.
It all worked out in the end. Well, Scott, thanks again for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It was fun.
Really appreciate it. It was great.
Absolutely. Again, Scott Mularkey with Hometown Dental joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. This portion of our Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by Hometown Dental on Center Street in Seville. Hometown Dental wants to be your dentist for life.